understanding sexuality. Sexuality is understood and experienced in different ways by different people. In mainstream development discourses, sexuality has been addressed mainly in the context of health, gender-based violence, and population control. While these have been found as useful entry points to broach an otherwise taboo subject in most cultures, they have essentially used sexuality within a heteronormative framework. Chandiramani 2007, Gosain 2005, Jolly 2010. In addition, looking at sexuality in a negative light does not allow the exploration of its potential for empowerment of individuals, and economic, social, and political advancement. Hawkins, Cornwall, and Vaughan in 2011. The most widely quoted and accepted definition is the one that came out of the workshop convened by the World Health Organization in 2006. Quote, sexuality is a central aspect of being human throughout life and encompasses sex, gender identities and roles, sexual orientation, eroticism, pleasure, intimacy and reproduction. Sexuality is experienced and expressed in thoughts, fantasies, desires, beliefs, attitudes, values, behaviors, practices, roles and relationships. While sexuality can include all of these dimensions, not all of them are always experienced or expressed. Sexuality is influenced by the interaction of biological, psychological, social, economic, political, cultural, ethical, legal, historical, religious and spiritual factors. Who Working Definition 2006. End of quote. Sexuality, by this definition, goes beyond sex and reproduction. The influence of social, economic, political, religious, and cultural factors often act as barriers not only to the physical expression of intimate relations but also to how individuals are enabled or disabled from participating in and contributing to the developmental process. Cornwall. Page 6. Korea, and Folly 2008, page 5-6 in Folly 2010. The socio-cultural constructs of sexuality and gender norms are predominantly heteronormative. Heteronormativity implies that people abide by the gender norms that are aligned to their assigned biological sex. These norms influence the way the body is clothed, and people's mobility in public spaces, among other aspects of public and private lives of individuals. By setting these binaries of sexes, and ascribing fixed behavioral norms to them, people who are outside these boxes are considered not normal. By such a definition, those who deviate from the norm, lesbians, gays, bisexual, and transgender people are seen as not normal. Similarly, sex workers who challenge the dominant norms of sexuality fall outside the frame of what is normal. While these norms shape individual behavior and perceptions, they also resonate in policies and programs across development issues. The framing of sexuality positively leads to multiple pathways of human development, including people's empowerment, health, and well-being. Sidebar. Box 1, Definition of Terms. Reproductive health. Reproductive health implies that people are able to have a responsible, satisfying and safe sex life, and that they have the capacity to reproduce and the freedom to decide if, when and how often to do so. Implicit in this are the right of men and women to be informed of and have access to safe, effective, affordable, and acceptable methods of fertility regulation of their choice, and to appropriate healthcare services that will enable women to go safely through pregnancy and childbirth and provide couples with the best chance of a healthy infant. To 2006. Reproductive rights. Reproductive rights embrace certain human rights that are already recognized in national laws, international human rights documents and other consensus documents. These rights rest on the recognition of the basic right of all couples and individuals to decide freely and responsibly the number, spacing, and timing of their children and to have the information and means to do so, and the right to attain the highest standard of sexual and reproductive health. It also includes their right to make decisions concerning reproduction free of discrimination, coercion and violence, as expressed in Human Rights Documents ICPD Po 1994. Sexual health. Sexual health implies a positive approach to human sexuality, and the purpose of sexual health care is the enhancement of life and personal relations, as well as counseling and care related to reproduction and sexually transmitted diseases adapted, UN. Sexual rights. Sexual rights embrace human rights that are already recognized in national laws, international human rights documents, and other consensus documents. These include the right of all persons, free of coercion, discrimination, and violence, to the highest attainable standard of health in relation to sexuality, including access to sexual and reproductive health care services, seek, receive, and impart information in relation to sexuality, sexuality education, respect for bodily integrity, choice of partner, decision to be sexually active or not, consensual sexual relations, consensual marriage, decide whether or not, and when to have children, and pursue a satisfying, safe and pleasurable sexual life. 2006. Source: Asian Pacific Resource and Research Center for Women, Arrow. 2009. For Claiming and Redefining Rights. ICPD Plus 15, Status of Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights in Asia. Kuala Lumpur, Arrow. End of sidebar. Page 7.